Lots of earnings news also driving individual stocks today. I want to check in with Jared Blickery for a closer look at that. And Jared, I took a look at our trending tickers page earlier, and Salesforce was near the top. Looks like it blew away Wall Street estimates.
Yeah, that's right. A nice day for Salesforce here. Let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive. And yeah, it's been in the top three trending tickers all day long. We're representing all of them, taking the retail beat to the crowd here. So Salesforce up 4.5%. Let's take a one-year view. This is a stock that has now just barely climbed into the green over the last year. Previously, it has been a high flyer, but we've seen some of the software stocks take a back seat here, especially the enterprise software ones at various times. So here we go. We see over the last 5 years, it's up 241%. You look at the candlesticks here. It broke out some time ago, and now it's racing towards its record high, which I believe is 284, something around right in there. So right up against that, it would be normal for the stock after a surge to consolidate it a little bit and then possibly break out or simply go back and test the lower end of its range. I do have a few analyst notes here. So pull up a year-to-date chart. Piper Sandler, which is rating in neutral, they did raise a price target to $280 from $240. They're saying that the report showed surprising strength in sales, service, and multi-cloud deals. Guidance suggests blending operating margin, including Slack, will fall to around 17%, and it could hover here for a few quarters. Slack, of course, a purchase that is now inside the company. That merger has been affected. They suspect the debate will turn to timing risk on when operating margins can climb back above 20%. A lot of companies in the space having trouble with their margins. Also want to talk about Barclays here. They rated an overrate, and they've raised the price target to $320 from $291, saying that revenue was ahead of expectations with strength broad-based across different cloud products and geographies, suggesting it will be sustainable. And that's kind of the key there. Are companies going to be able to sustain growth going forward? With the Slack deal now done, the firm continues, the company sees a continuation of stock outperformance in quarters to come. So rosy outlook from the analyst crowd there on Salesforce, Alexis.
All right. Also, the data cloud software company Snowflake on our trending tickers page. It looks like they're going to raise their overall full year revenue forecast. And Wall Street seems to like that news.
That's right. Snowflake is a stock that got a lot of people excited in its IPO or close to its IPO. This is a max chart. So you can see it went public. I believe it was last September. Right there. And it got a nice run into early December, and then it just tapered off here. And break of this neckline here was a pretty significant event. But now we are climbing back into this territory. So we have a lot of people who are trading in here. We still got some price levels to go. But I'd say you get to about 310, 320, then you can start breaking out. So let me give the analyst commentary on Snowflake here. Piper Sandler rating it an overweight, raising the price target to $305, right where it is right now, from $290, saying, quote, strong enterprise consumption contributed yet another quarter of triple-digit product growth. Concerns over remaining performance obligations are overdone as current RPOs, as they're called, accelerate. Now, it won't take long for Snow, this is the report going on, to grow in its premium valuation given robust consumption, better than expected RPO, those are those remaining performance obligations, and continued traction in core verticals. Also want to mention briefly Barclays, which rates it an equal weight. They raise their price target to $295 from $270. Jefferies rates it a hold, raising the price target to $315. From 275. So analysts liking Snowflake as well here, Alexis.
All right. It also looks like that electric vehicle startup Lordstown, which has been through the ringer, now has a new CEO. Tell us about how Wall Street's taking that news.
Wall Street likes the fact that they got somewhat of a plan right now. So the new CEO is Daniel Ninivaggi, and he comes from Icon Enterprises, used to be the CEO there. So he's been in the automotive space for years, if not decades, really knows the space. And we can see on our EV heat map in the upper left, guess what? Lordstown Motors, number one. Now, this is a max chart, too. It goes back to the IPO of the initial SPAC, even before the merger. And that was a $10 deal. That was most SPACs come to market at $10. And you'll notice pretty far from $10 right now, even with this 17% pop. So going to need to take a little bit more, I think, to convince investors that they have a plan. But I'm sure that will be rolled out shortly. You know, Icahn is an activist investor. He goes into companies, tries to fix what he sees, what he perceives as being broken. So this is a boost of confidence, but there's a lot more to be done with Lordstown here.
Mm-hmm. And also, I know you and I have been talking about the meme stocks all week long. Looks like they're mixed today. They've got GameStop surging, but Hertz, for instance, is on the downside. What's going on there?
No love for the bankrupt companies today. I don't get it, Alexis. Tell me fundamentals matter. Well, let's go to our heat map here. Palantir up 3%. As you said, GameStop also up 7%. I'm going to bring this to a one-month chart so we can see that breakout that we got just a few days ago. And that was a really big surge. And if you take it in the context of the year-to-date price action, here's the initial GameStop Reddit event. Then we saw another one in March. June saw a bump. And now we're getting one again. So I've been calling this meme stock 3.0. Maybe for GameStop, I should call it 4.0. Nevertheless, GameStop at a 213 handle still boggles my mind. But save that conversation for another day. Just a quick look at some of the losers here. I did see AMC Theaters in the red. Looks like Macy's is down. Macy's had that big breakout the other day on earnings. And you can see Macy's here, by the way, also notched a two-year high yesterday. Kind of notable because that stock has been so downtrodden. Alexis.
All right. Thanks so much, Jared Blicker.